you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
National Careers Week is an annual celebration of career guidance and job readiness in education across Jamaica. This year's week of activities culminated on Friday, February 19, with a career exposition. On today's edition of Career Talk, we'll tell you more about some of the activities undertaken at the expo. Welcome and stay tuned. Sometimes it's hard, but Career Week 2016, held February 13 to 19, focused on activities geared towards boosting youth awareness in employment and business. Activities at the expo, which brought the curtains down on a packed week of events, focused on preparing individuals to access employment. These included mock interviews, career counseling, and a mini workshop session on resume and cover letter writing. Youths across the island came out in their numbers to participate in the event.
I think career development is very important because we don't need any more wasted youth in Jamaica. You know, we need everyone busy so we can better our economy. So it's a community thing. It's nice to see the young guys come out, the beautiful young ladies, everyone getting together doing something positive.
Expo attendee Nickel White explaining why he believes the Career Expo was a good idea. The expo also saw displays from numerous public and private companies. Information assistant at the Jamaica Tourist Board, Gavin Wong, outlines the various career options in the tourism field.
We've also raised awareness to them that the major hotel chains still need employees to the basic job functions like accounting, marketing, sales, customer service, and so on. A lot of them, they see tourism as just hotel and attractions. We've made the link showing them that things such as logistics and hub management can be linked to tourism.
Meanwhile, Executive Director at the HeartTrust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, says the agency is keen on promoting further job opportunities for young Jamaicans. The institution is also emphasizing the need for more Jamaicans to maximize on the jobs being provided in non-traditional fields.
The HeartTrust NTA is committed to workforce development, and as such, we'll capacitate ourselves to facilitate national development or the national economic growth agenda. And in one way of showing that is our building capacity within our labor market reform and intelligent system.
Dr. Wesley adds that for more growth to emerge from the job sector, Jamaicans should employ a collaborative approach. Junior Achievement Jamaica was also on board for this year's events, and marketing manager for the organization, Paul McFarlane, is encouraging Jamaicans to be more assertive when seeking jobs.
We do believe that there is a need for persons of all ages, not just young people, to be appropriately informed and correctly informed about what's available, what are the growing trends in the different career fields, what are the growing trends in business as we look towards the future. Because the way that careers were looked on, you know, even now, it's not the way necessarily that careers will be looked on in the next 10, 20 years.
According to Mr. McFarlane, many young people are exploring jobs in the field of technology.
There has been a tremendous shift towards careers that have to do with technology. We're seeing where young persons are getting involved in coding, you know, either for app development and app creation.
He says the move towards technological jobs has increased because of the latest advancements in that field. The National Career Expo also highlighted the importance of multitasking, which is being able to pursue more than one jobs. This skill is needed as more Jamaicans are recognizing the significance of economic stability, financial security, and the importance of planning for retirement. That's it for today's program. Join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk. For producer Shanari Ferran, I'm Andre Palmer.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.